since then, I think, on doing a better job around the country. But certainly in Colorado, you're charged with running a fair election. And it's one of the great tenets of America, is that at the end of the day, we have an election, the citizens speak, and we don't pick up guns, we don't do those things. We just accept that is the will of the people. How are we doing in Colorado on fairness in elections?
Well, you know, I think we're doing okay. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there's a study that came out from the Pew Foundation that said 1 out of every 8 voter registrations in the country is defective. Wrong information, wrong person, wrong address, something like that. So some things that we're doing that are good. You know, we're working to match data against other states to clean up our databases. That's going to help us clean up databases pretty more quickly than what we do now. And we're also going to reach out to people to register them to vote. So that's a good thing. You know, we've been analyzing the databases to look for non-citizens on the voting rolls. We think we found a lot of them. Those are the good things. The bad things that we still don't have is we still don't have photo identification in the state of Colorado. Photo identification is a basic anti-fraud tool. We really should have it. Unfortunately, and this has sort of fallen into the partisan divide, Republicans generally support it. The Democrats in Colorado, I think, have sort of stuck their head in the sands and refused to pay attention to real potential problems. The other challenge we have, again, is non-citizens on the voting rolls. And what I tried to do last year is just to get authority if someone has shown information that they were a non-citizen, like when they got their driver's license or something like that, that we could reach out to them and ask for verification of citizenship. The legislature wouldn't even grant me that basic power to clean our voting rolls. So we have problems with that. We have problems without having photo ID. In other areas, we work pretty well. I mean, we keep felons off the rolls. We have an integrated statewide database that works pretty well. That prevents people from voting twice within the state. And then we're doing data checks against other states. Recently, we found, for example, 6 people who voted both in Colorado and in Kansas. We matched signatures, the whole thing. We've turned them over to the FBI for investigation and prosecution. And hopefully, they'll do something along those lines. So we're taking active measures. But I need more help from the legislature.
Why in the world? What is the argument? Why in the world would somebody not be in favor of showing an ID to vote? I mean, do they think that somehow you're going to suppress voter turnout by doing that? I mean, what is the logical reason for doing that? Why wouldn't we all agree, whether Democrat or Republican or independent or whatever, that we're going to do everything we can to allow people who have the right to vote, give them access to a ballot and to vote, but not to allow people who don't have that right to vote?
Well, you know, I agree with you 100%. If you look in Colorado, polls consistently show 75 to 80% of Coloradans support. Majorities are Republicans, majorities are Democrats, majorities are unaffiliates. And in other states, Rhode Island, for example, Democrat-dominated state, they passed photo ID. So this has broad bipartisan support in the country. Unfortunately, there's a small group, I think, here in Colorado that's really fighting against the popular will and fighting against common sense. They claim it reduces voter turnout. That's not true. If you look at other states' experiences, so for example, Georgia instituted strict photo ID in 2008. African-American turnout goes up 31%. Neighboring Mississippi, well, one state over, Mississippi, they don't have photo ID in 2008. Their African-American turnout goes up 2%. So I can't say that photo ID increases turnout. But look, when people think their vote's going to count, it's going to be counted accurately, they're inspired to vote, that's why people vote. And we certainly know, looking at Georgia and other states, Indiana, Kansas, it has never been shown, never, to reduce turnout. If anything, turnout slightly goes up. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's just a hotly contested race. But what we need to do is make sure people thoroughly believe that their votes are going to be counted, that they're going to be counted right, and that their vote matters. And that's what I think inspires people to get out and vote.
When we talk about issues like the proof of citizenship, I mean, again, why would we not demand that everybody who is casting a vote in one of our elections here in the United States of America can prove that they're a citizen? I mean, this just seems like such a no-brainer to the average citizen. Why are some on the left opposed to that?
Well, I think for the same reasons. You know, they think that anytime you look at voter integrity, it's going to hurt someone or something along those lines. So, for example, we even thought about reducing voter, early voting because it's so expensive by 1 week, so people could get absentee ballots instead. And people on the left said, well, you know, that's voter suppression, which it's not. I mean, most states don't have that level of early voting, and they're not suppressing votes. But what you see happening in this debate is whenever you have a common sense reform to make sure that we've got fair voting, we've got integrity of the polls, the left screams racism, they pull the race card, and they scream disenfranchisement. And it doesn't matter what it is, that's what they scream. And the reason why is because that's their talking point. They're still sort of stuck in the 1960s, which was, it was an honorable time when African Americans and the nation sort of threw off that formalized racism. And that's not to say all of our problems are solved. But whenever all that they do is knee-jerk and revert to the race card and disenfranchisement arguments, it gets very frustrating and difficult to have an intelligent conversation. And our nation is poorer because of that.
Can you, as the Secretary of State of Colorado, and this is maybe it's a tough question, maybe it's not. Can you tell me unequivocally that everybody who votes in Colorado is a legal citizen of the United States? And if you can't tell me that, what do we need to do to change that so you can tell me that?
All right, so I can't tell you that. I cannot tell you that today. To be able to change that, what I need to do as a first step is be able to compare the voter database against other databases, jury recusal rolls, for example, immigration documents, alien lists from the federal government, to find out who is not a citizen. Doesn't matter legal or illegal. I'm not worried about that debate. Just who's not a citizen. If we can find that information out, then we can start reaching out to those people and asking for verification. And if we don't get it, we can remove them from the voter rolls because they're ineligible. So that's the first step. Ultimately, it would be good, and you have to be careful how you do this, to require proof of citizenship when someone registers to vote. And I think those two issues would really solve it. I think at least a back-end check would solve a huge portion of that problem. We have the capabilities to do that now. The legislature just doesn't want us to be able to do it.
As we're getting ready to cast our vote, are there other states that are more advanced because of their legislatures have stepped in and on both on the citizenship issue and on proof, being able to show you a photo ID? Are there other states that are way ahead of us and some maybe that are even worse than Colorado?
Absolutely, yes. Certain states are definitely ahead of us. Indiana has a strong photo ID. Georgia passed photo ID. Rhode Island has photo ID. Kansas has photo ID. So there's a lot of states that have photo ID. On the proof of citizenship, Arizona had proof of citizenship. That's going through the courts. It was struck down as conflicting with federal law. I think that was an incorrect decision. We'll see where that goes. I think Kansas has passed a pretty strong law along those lines. So there's a certain number of states that are leading the way. There's many states that are lagging, too. Ones that just, don't seem to really care about this. There's a great story out of Missouri just a few elections ago. 50 Somalian nationals were taken to the polls to vote. And this was in a primary. The winner of the primary, the one whose campaign was taking those Somalian nationals, not citizens, to vote, won by one vote. No prosecution. That's a problem. We don't have that level of problem in Colorado, but in Missouri they did.
Well, and that's theft of an election, and we've just got a couple of seconds here left, but, that is stealing an election, and frankly, you've got to look at it at some point. Are there foreign governments that could, in a system like that, come out and really steal elections and change the complexity of our government by doing that?
I think it's unlikely a foreign government would ever do this. Usually what happens in these issues of voter fraud, more often than not, they're driven by local races, not so much national races. Like that example I just gave you, it was a local Democratic primary in which it happened. So I'm not too worried about that. What I am worried about is we do have some slop in the system that we need to clean up so that when it's a really close election, we're confident that it was called correctly.
Okay, Scott Gessler, Colorado Secretary of State, joining us here. Appreciate the time, and thanks for being down here for the LPR retreat. It's not a bad gig to get to stay at the Broadmoor once in a while, is it?
My wife loves it. We are able to spend one night here, coming in this, and it's a great rate, and it's a great hotel.
It is a great rate. I mean, they do a good job at giving a good rate. So, all right, thanks for joining us. You're doing a great job. Scott Gessler, our Colorado Secretary of State. We'll be back, wrap things up here on the Jeff Crank Show. We're coming to you live from the LPR Retreat at Broadmoor Hall at the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs.